This is Dallas Britt, 225132 at Minnesota Facility, Rush City, 7600 525 Street, Rush City, Minnesota, 55069. I have a reflection today on how resentments make us sick. They make us sick because they fill us with hate, which separates us from God. We are called for this reason as Christians to love our enemies and to turn the other cheek. When working a 12-step Christian program, we make a step four inventory. This is to look at the wrongs we've done to others in order to gain humility. However, it's just as important for us to look at our own resentments. For example, in my case, resentments at a young age became things that separated me from God and made me sick. I began to mask that resentment with everything except the Holy Spirit and never even realized it until I did an honest, thorough fifth step with a chaplain in prison. This was a game changer for me because once we're aware of our past resentments, we can begin the forgiving process. And once we do that, it becomes easier to prevent resentments. I'm in a place now where I can usually catch myself upset or feeling hurt, ask God for strength and wisdom, and forgive right away. We may not want to give up the resentments we hold because it feels like letting the other person off the hook, but I promise it's much more peaceful and God will bless your life when you forgive others. So to gain humility and ditch resentments, it's important to do a thorough step four and five and practice forgiving right away. Now, if you haven't accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to pray with you right now. And if you'd like him to come into your life, repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for loving me. I'm sorry for my sinful lifestyle that has separated me from your love. Thank you so much for giving your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to forgive me of my sins. I know he can and will make me right with you now. I invite him into my life. Thanks, and God bless you, and talk to someone new about Jesus today.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.